Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
That's right. This is the Business News Hour, and with us in studio is our good friend Jack Lazier. Jack is the Iowa Hall of Pride, and every time Jack comes in here, I'm always struck by how damn good looking this guy is. You know, he always wears the coolest clothes, and you know, it's just you and Greg Edwards, man. If I when I grow up, I want to be just like you guys.
I'm Greg's clothing consultant. he doesn't know anything. He's just like, he needs me.
Hey Jack, what should I wear today?
Exactly.
I can hear it in his voice.
Yes. You know?
Jack, what should I wear today?
That's right. You hear him everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He is everywhere, you know, and he's supposed to be everywhere.
I know it.
All right, let's tune this back a little bit. Jack, what is the Iowa Hall of Pride?
Well, 20 years ago, this August, 1996, Bernie Sago shared this vision with me. Bernie was the executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and nowhere in the United States had they ever done anything that paid tribute to kids in that particular state. So Bernie wanted to be the first. So he got this vision to build a building that would pay tribute to Iowa kids and to the activities at the high school level that made them outstanding. 80% of the kids that graduate from Iowa high schools participate in one or more of these activities: sports, music, drama, debate, theater, cheerleading, dance, all of those things. So we created an attraction that is totally interactive with technology that highlights all of these activities. And so when we have these thousands of Iowa kids that come, they're not just looking at memorabilia and artifacts. They are
real people,
really touching computer screens, walking on treadmills, playing games, playing virtual basketball, singing with the Allstate Choir. So it's a very interactive experience, and it's amazing.
And what do you hope that these students take away from a visit to the Iowa Hall of Pride?
I love that question. One word. We want to inspire these kids to be the best that they can be with the gifts that God gave them.
Yeah, and that is so important. If they see success, they can mirror success.
I think that one of the things that they love is that all of these Iowa kids, Zach Johnson, Sean Johnson, Simon Estes, Kurt Warner,
it goes on,
Harrison
on.
Barnes, all of these kids grew up in Iowa. So kids can't say, well, I can't be a professional basketball player because I grew up in Iowa, or I can't be an opera singer, or I can't be a famous astronaut, Peggy Whitson. It gives them a reason to say, hey, if they did it, why can't we do it?
Right. And the Iowa Hall of Pride, ladies and gentlemen, is really something to see. And I'm really grateful that you said what you did. It's not simply sports. Lots of people think, okay, it's a sports museum, but it's not. There's everything in there.
There's everything. It's all about what makes Iowa kids great in whatever their walk of life is. And there's something there for everything, even Special Olympians. We have an exhibit for those kids because we were having so many field trips from those schools that their instructor said, we don't have any role models for our kids. Can we do something to show them what they can do? And so we've included that. Visual arts, dance and drill team, speech and debate, theater, Allstate Choir, band, choir, and orchestra. There's just all kinds of activities there. And I think we get lots of compliments, but one of the things that is most complimentary to me is that people say, I'm glad you didn't do just sports.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't do just sports for boys because it's so much more than that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of our daughters was a band geek, and you know, the other daughter was an athlete, okay, and kind of always felt a little short-changed from time to time because there wasn't the big celebration over the band geek world than what there was over the basketball.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. And one of Bernie's proponents was male athletes get more recognition than they probably should, and all of these other kids that work just as hard spend just as much time, many times early in the morning and doing practices when nobody else wants to do that, they need recognition too. And so it's fun to recognize those kids. And they, when they come in and see those things, especially if they participate in that activity, they just get a whole another level of happiness.
Jack Leisure, ladies and gentlemen, he's in studio with us talking about the Iowa Hall of Pride. Jack, what's new? What's going on down there? You know, I mean, you've been around for a long time. Nothing new. What, you can't have anything new, right?
Well, that's one of our strongest points. We always are evolving. Yeah. And the latest thing that happened just 2 weeks ago is that Musco Lighting is one of our biggest
great company
sponsors and provide free admission for all Iowa kids. So if your listeners are listening and they want some place to go on a hot afternoon and they've got their grandkids or their family, bring them to the Iowa Hall of Pride because it's a free admission. But Musco has done these things for us. We had a volunteer teen volunteer exhibit, and we just changed that to lighting the national monuments. And so in this area, there is a big Washington Monument and a big Great Faces in South Dakota, but right in front of you is the Statue of Liberty, and it looks like it's on a big screen TV. It goes as high as it's like 13 feet high. And in front of you are these bike pedals. And you start pedaling with your hands, and as you pedal, it starts lighting up the Statue of Liberty from the bottom. And the longer you pedal and the harder you pedal, the higher it goes up on the Statue of Liberty. And if you pedal hard enough, it lights the torch, and then the Star-Spangled Banner plays.
How cool.
So that's a really cool addition, and kids love that.
Oh, I bet. Well, it's a little activity at the
same
time.
It's an activity.
Yeah.
Those things where they can walk on a treadmill or do a vertical jump test or answer trivia questions, they love those interactive components. The other thing that we're going to unveil in September is a new bronze to Zach Johnson.
Mm.
The Cedar Rapids, Iowa native who never played number one on his high school golf team, came to Drake and never played number one on his college golf team, and started out on a mini tour in Florida and has won about $40 million and two majors, the Masters and the British Open. He was
not
the
bad.
Defending. That's not bad. And so we went to Cedar Rapids and found some corporate sponsors to help us do a bronze, and so we're unveiling that next month. We always do. These are sports-related things, but we try to do things. Harrison Barnes, for example, from Ames High School, just signed a $95 million contract with the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to interview him in August, and I have since he was a senior in high school. So we have these things, and then his mother is providing us his size 14 new Mavericks shoes and a new Mavericks jersey. And so kids, when they come in, love to see the latest things. They don't want to see his Golden State Warrior jersey. They want to see his Maverick jersey. So we always have something new.
Yeah. Hey, Jack Leisure, I just think, and the other thing that I think businesses need to know is that the Iowa Hall of Pride is open for them as well to come and have events. For example, I know the Des Moines Radio Group often comes to the hall to hold seminars and things.
Absolutely. That's probably one of our biggest growth factors is because we're available, and we just moved our 100 seats. We had 100 theater seats that were bolted to the floor that were very nice, but we had this beautiful theater atmosphere, and we thought, what if we took those theater seats out and we put stackable chairs, and we could put tables in there, and we could have sales meetings, and we could have seminars, and we could have after hours parties, and it has been so successful.
Sure.
And people love it. We, in fact, last night had a group of 100 people here. They're doing that very thing with tables in the theater. And yes, I can see you looking at each other. We need to have the Des Moines Radio Group come and do that.
We'll do a party.
Yes, let's do a party.
Get Bill to say yeah.
Yes. Business people, yes, absolutely. We would love to talk with you and give you a walkthrough and show you what we have to offer. And it's all catered with ovations and food and drink and all kinds of things. So we've got a complete package available at the Hall of Pride.
Right downtown.
Yes.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Jack, thanks for coming in and talking about this. So it's always a pleasure to see you. You're always so upbeat. And I don't know, you drink from the same water fountain that Mr. Edwards drinks from, apparently, or something.
Thank you, Michael. You know that I always look forward to having this discussion with you and seeing you again. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. All right, we've got to back out of here. We're going to take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you this, it's better than it could have been. Those earnings reports started coming in today, and people got a little nervous. But we went from about negative 150 points on the Dow to settle in at about 71 down. So we'll tell you it all next on the NewsHour.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be